a dozen. Mission.
You're listening to This Week in Radio News. Radio news about radio waves, radio art, and more. I'm Tom Rowe, your host, and we'll travel across the ether to hear what's going on in radio news. Whether one considers Facebook a force for good or evil, it is everywhere. In the first quarter of 2015, the social media site had 1.44 billion monthly active users. Now the company's connectivity lab is building infrared lasers, Earth-orbiting satellites, and a fleet of solar-powered radio-controlled drones to deliver the internet to the most remote places on Earth, Wired reports. Facebook wants to connect the two-thirds of the world's population not yet online. Quote, "We realized there wasn't one technology that could connect everyone," unquote, said Yael Maguire, a former MIT quantum computing researcher now at Facebook. Quote, "We needed a set of new technologies," unquote. The company wants to get more people to use Messenger, Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook, of course, so they can sell more ads. In Europe, meanwhile, activist Max Schrems is heading up a Europe-wide lawsuit against Facebook, according to Ars Technica. The Belgium Privacy Commission told Reuters, quote, "Facebook tramples on European and Belgian privacy laws. Facebook has shown itself particularly miserly in giving precise answers," unquote. The commission suggests users employ privacy software when using Facebook to stop it from tracking website usage, sometimes even on computers where Facebook isn't even open. Facebook, it is said in the lawsuit, is guilty of invalid privacy policies, illegal collection and forwarding of user data, surveillance of users via like buttons or apps, and participation in the NSA PRISM program. Stay tuned for the court ruling. U.S. President Barack Obama apologized April 23rd to the families of kidnapped aid workers Warren Weinstein, an American, and Giovanni Lo Porto from Italy, both killed by a U.S. radio-controlled drone attack somewhere along the Pakistani-Afghanistan border.
I want to express our grief and condolences to the families of two hostages. One American, Dr. Warren Weinstein, and an Italian, Giovanni Lo Porto, who were tragically killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. Warren and Giovanni were aid workers in Pakistan, devoted to improving the lives of the Pakistani people. As president and as commander-in-chief, I take full responsibility for all our counterterrorism operations, including the one that inadvertently took the lives of Warren and Giovanni. I profoundly regret what happened. On behalf of the United States government, I offer our deepest apologies to the families.
Most conservative estimates guess that the U.S. has accidentally killed at least 1,250 other civilians in its drone war. Now a coalition of human rights and civil rights groups are asking the administration to honor the families of those victims in a similar way. The ACLU, Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, the Center for Constitutional Rights, the European Center for Constitutional and Human Rights, Columbia Law's Human Rights Clinic, Human Rights First, and other groups wrote, quote, "We write to urge your administration to adopt the same approach to all other U.S. counterterrorism strikes in which civilians have been injured or killed, regardless of their nationalities. To that end, your administration should establish a systematic and transparent mechanism for post-strike investigations, which are made public and provide appropriate redress to civilian victims," unquote. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham would take a different approach if he were president, he said in a speech May 18th.
"If I'm president of the United States, and you're thinking about joining Al-Qaeda or ISIL, anybody thinking about that? I'm not going to call a judge. I'm going to call a drone, and we will kill you."
So a warning to journalists, sociologists, political scientists, and others who might visit websites as sworn enemies of the United States. A President Graham administration wants to unleash the drones, just like in Pakistan. In congressional testimony last year, Pakistani Zubair Rehman described the sound of drones overhead.
"I no longer love blue skies. In fact, I now prefer gray skies. The drones do not fly when the skies are gray. And for a short period of time, the mental tension and fear eases."
David Oxenford at the Broadcast Law blog reports that the Federal Communications Commission is accepting preliminary comments on a new low-power FM proposal. The idea from REC Network would raise the maximum power for LPFM stations from 100 watts to 250 watts to put them at equivalent power levels with FM translator stations. If made into policy, low-power FM station signals would have much better building penetration, and some other interference issues would be improved. The FCC has only so far announced they have received the proposal and are taking preliminary comments for 30 days. If there seems to be interest in the proposal, a formal notice of proposed rulemaking would be announced, with another round of public comment. REC's proposal would not just expand LPFM coverage, but roll some back. Quote, it also suggests limiting what it calls foothills LPFM stations, those that are located in areas where their coverage in certain directions is helped by terrain factors, to go beyond what is normally predicted for such stations, unquote, Oxenford writes. Other parts of the proposal include allowing minor moves up to 11.1 kilometers for LP100 stations and up to 14.1 kilometers for LP250 stations, removing the contour overlap requirement for LPFM commonly owned FM translators, add additional protections for LPFM stations in respect to FM translators, and relief for the local programming requirement for LPFM stations on timeshare agreements. Comments on REC's proposal RM11749 can be filed through June 15th at the FCC's website.
5869 Franklin Avenue and Buckhead Street. Incident is reported. Coral and Weeshief Lane. Reported to be a train derailment. The following company is not operating. North Friday, North Take 1. Engine 7. Engine 70. Pipeline 28. Pipeline 52. Ladder 10. Ladder 15. Battalion 10. Battalion 8. Medic 22. And ES-9. Repeated by 869 Frankfurt Avenue and Buckhead Street. Incident reported. Coral Street, Weeshief Lane. The following company is not operating on North Friday, North Take 1. Engine 7, engine 70, pipeline 28, pipeline 52, ladder 10, ladder 15, battalion 10, battalion 8, medic 22, ES-9, and rescue 1.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Those were the first radio transmissions in first responders' audio feeds in Philadelphia May 12th when an Amtrak train derailed. Radio waves impact so many lives in so many ways these days that virtually every major news story has a radio angle. That's true of the Amtrak train crash, which rail officials say, if not for budgetary shortfalls, technical hurdles, and bureaucratic rules, could have been avoided. Radio spectrum is something of a scarce commodity in the Northeastern Corridor, and all sorts of commercial interests have been fighting over the frequencies the trains needed since 2008 when Congress ordered the Positive Train Control, PTC, systems, which can detect an out-of-control speeding train and automatically slow it down using radio waves. The New York Times reported that, quote, officials say a working PTC system could have prevented the wreck, unquote. Amtrak, according to their website, was using the 900 megahertz frequency for train control, but found during installation of PTC in Michigan that 220 megahertz transmitted information more quickly, offered better coverage, and more room for growth. Quote, between 2010 and 2014, litigation and regulatory proceedings obstructed Amtrak's attempts to purchase bandwidth on the open market, unquote, their website claims, saying that they tried and failed to get access to the FCC's inventory of unused spectrum. The New York Times story blames Congress, saying, quote, lawmakers failed to provide the railroads access to the wireless frequencies required to make the system work. Amtrak was forced to negotiate for airwaves owned by private companies that are often used in mobile broadband, unquote. The FCC approved Amtrak's application for the purchase of wireless spectrum from SkyBridge Spectrum Foundation on March 5th this year, and Amtrak took title in April 2015, just before the accident. Quote, provided the FCC's requirements are met, we intend to complete the system on the NEC by the end of 2015 and meet the federally mandated requirement, unquote, Amtrak's website says. If the system had been operational earlier, quote, there wouldn't have been this accident, unquote, said Representative Robert A. Brady, Democrat of Pennsylvania, in the New York Times. If you bought something at a Radio Shack store in the last decade or so, you may have noticed the firm was always persistent about getting all customers' email and physical addresses and other information. If you visited a Radio Shack store or its website in recent years, you may have come across the electronic store's privacy policy. Quote, "The information you give us is treated with discretion and respect," says the Radio Shack website. Quote, "We pride ourselves on not selling our private mailing list. From time to time, we may send you information from our company or from select responsible companies that may join with Radio Shack to bring you special offers," unquote. But now that the company has gone under, all things must go. The bankrupt firm is attempting to unload social security numbers, emails, home addresses, and telephone numbers from 67 million customers. But PC World reports Radio Shack made an agreement May 20th with the 38 U.S. states that were suing the electronics outlet because of the data handover. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton said that credit or debit card account numbers, social security numbers, dates of birth, or phone numbers will still be transferred to General Wireless Operations, the winner of both of Radio Shack's bankruptcy auctions. But if you bought something from Radio Shack more than 2 years ago, your data is being dumped and you need not worry. General Wireless will give more recent customers, PC World reports, quote, "an opportunity to opt out from having their information transferred to General Wireless within 1 week from being served a notice," unquote. And General Wireless says it will in the future honor Radio Shack's old policy of not selling its customers' data. New York's Attorney General Eric Schneiderman called that a victory for consumers' privacy and said it could serve as a model for future bankruptcies.
Lektion 21.
How do you say this in English? Do you have any money? I need some paper, a pencil, some ink, a stamp. How pretty. How nice. How beautiful. How wonderful.
Lektion 22.
Do you want to have a word like... Do you want to have a word like... Do you want to have a word like... Do you want to have a word like...
Ice.
Do you want to have a word like... Do you want to have a word like... Do you want to have a word like... Do you want to have a word like...
Deum de Deo, Lumen de Lumine, Deum Verum de Deo Vero, Genitum non factum, consubstantialem patri, bellquem omnia facta sunt. Deum de Deo, lumen de lumine, de verum de Deo vero, genitum non factum, consubstantialem patri, bellquem omnia facta sunt. Deum de Deo, lumen de lumine, de verum de Deo vero, geni non factum, consubstantial patri, bellquem omnia facta sunt. De Deo, lum de lumine, de verum de vero, geni non factum, consubstantial patquem omnia facta sunt. De Deo, lum de lumine, de verum de geni non fac consubstantial patquem omnia tast. De lum de lum de verum de geni non fac consubatquem omnia tast. De lum de lum de geni non fac consubquem omnia. De lum de lum de geni de lum de lum de geni quem omnia geni quem omnia.
It was a mass of gore is what it was, to put it very bluntly, and I don't mean to sound crude, but it's the only way that it can be said. It was just blood.
Do you want to have a word like...
Of course I wanted to know if you liked it.
Do you want to have a word like...
Mm-hmm.
Of course I wanted to know if you liked it. Do you want to have a word like... Of course I wanted to know if you liked it. Do you want to have a word like...
Ice.
Of course I wanted to know if you liked it. Do you want to have a word like... Of course I wanted to know if you liked it. Do you want to have a word like...
Cake.
Of course I wanted to know if you liked it. Do you want to have a word like... Of course I wanted to know if you liked it. Do you want to have a word like... Of course I wanted to know if you liked it. Of course I wanted to know if you liked it. Of course I wanted to know.
This is Tamara with This Week in Radio News, and you've been listening to What Words Want, a 1984 sound piece from Gregory Whitehead, American radio artist. Next up, we'll hear some more recent radio art from Friday, May 22nd, 2015, a performance at the TransX Transmission Art Symposium in Toronto, Canada, from NASA. It's Newt Offerman and Sarah Washington on This Week in Radio News. That was Newt Offerman and Sarah Washington performing May 22nd, 2015 at the TransX Transmission Art Symposium in Toronto, Canada. This is Tom Rowe reporting for Wavefarm Radio and WGXC. The preceding show was recorded at Wavefarm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.